Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
This moment, you're joining with a community of poets from around the world, come together to celebrate a love of the written word and the poetic arts, and of course, family. Welcome home. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the February 1st, 2019 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm here with my friend, the man who keeps everything moving, the producer who uses all of his toes, and fingers, and occasionally his nose. It's Mr. JT. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. You know, little things here and there, but you know, trying to keep
understood
spirits up.
Yeah, understood. I'm doing well.
Good.
It's been a very, very busy couple of weeks. This last week we were off the air, obviously, but it wasn't because we were taking time off. Hopefully you took some time off.
I did.
I was in Colorado Springs, a different city from here, about 60 some miles away, roughly. And I was there for a pretty involved conference for all the Colorado music teachers and educators there. There's a lot of great orchestral performances and choral performances. Orchestras, choirs from all around the state were brought out there from different colleges and things like that. They were all coming to present stuff. And that was great, but it was also a lot of just consistently being out there, pounding the pavement, trying to learn things, meet people. And I haven't really taken any time. So I'm happy to be here. I'm going to try to take some time to kind of calm down a bit tomorrow. And but this is a great way to spend Friday night. I'm happy to be back. I'm glad you're back here. I'm glad everyone who's listening is back as well. We're going to have a great show this evening. We're going to hear some great work from everybody who's calling in here. I can see the people in the chat room already. These are always really solid poets. And then, as well, we're going to be revealing the first three clues of our February 2019 Poet of the Month. That's got some... little bit of a ear-splitting volume on it today.
Yeah, that's it does. I don't know what I did. Yeah. Oh, you know what? There might be some things I can do about that.
There was a film I saw once where I think it was the heavenly host, the angels were coming down to attack.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was called... I can't remember what... Anyway... there was a moment where they came down and all you heard was this huge horn. First.
Uh-huh.
That's what, when I say Poet of the Month, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, no, I missed the opportunity. It,
no, it's okay. You're all right, man. All right. You're okay. That wasn't a ploy or anything. That was just what it was. All right, so we've got that. We've also got our Poetic Form of the Month, which will be brought up as well. I'm just saying all this before he gets to the controls. And...
that would be exactly it.
And here's the other thing. After World Poetry Open Mic proper, we got a nice, heaping, healthy dose of After Dark. Oh, yeah. Okay, so. We're a little out of practice, aren't we? All right, here we go. So we're going to be getting into the call-in segment in one moment, but first I want to get to the rules. Number one, no hate speech. We don't do that on this show. We never have, never will. Number two, please skew PG-13 if you can or less. We're not in the business of censoring anyone. However, we do want to make this a friendly environment for families, children who want to be able to call and share this kind of work. To that end, I will attempt to be better at my humor about small hands. Number three, please be prepared when we come on the line, just to be respectful of the time of the other poets. And we find that that actually can add significant amount of time to the broadcast. And we know there's a lot of people in the on the East Coast. This is kind of late already. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're just respectful for everyone. So be prepared when we come on the line. Number four, please make your work no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. Pretty easy to figure that out just by taking a look. And the last one, we love your comments. We love your suggestions. But if you have them and you just say them on the air, chances are, because as I said last time, I'm ADD AF, I'm going to forget about it. So it is not on purpose, but if you send them to us through the contact form or at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, we will happily take them and we will discuss them during our meetings. All right. We good, JT?
Yep.
Anything you need?
No.
All right, buddy. Here's the call-in, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
We need the first five unique callers. Skype ID, World Poetry, open mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry, open mic. And we're back. Like three eagles flying in the shape of a hot dog.
Caw, caw, caw.
Yeah. You know, we just made it sound like there's an inside joke, and there is zero inside jokes about this.
Oh, boy.
I am loopy, JT.
Yeah.
I'm loopy. So I've been getting up earlier in the morning. I've been doing the podcast now in the morning time because I suddenly realized when I did one of them, like, wow. My thinking is really different in the morning. So I just figured, hey, for everybody who's listened for the last year where I'm like yawning and everything, maybe now in the morning it'll be a little bit better. So I've been doing that, but that means I'm having to get up early. I'm having to do all this stuff in the morning time. And it's been really, really good. But I can't just like go into reverie and write now. I have to like actually be cognizant and like talk. And it's taking its toll, man. It's taking its toll. Hopefully I can keep it together through After Dark. I don't want to see what the consequences would be if I can't.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Right. Hey, we've got some great poets lined up, though. And we also have, of course, our three clues for the poet of the month. But honestly, we just need to get into it. So let's head now over to Dennis in the great state of Michigan. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night. How is the weather where you are?
It's been cold, but it's all right. We're all survivors here.
All right. No, we're happy to hear that. And we know we're going to a lot of places that are pretty cold tonight, so we want to make sure that we're keeping all of you guys in our thoughts and our prayers as well in a real genuine way. But I'm happy to hear your voice.
I appreciate that.
You got it. Anytime, of course.
The last few days have been rather cold, but it's warmed up today. It's almost zero, I think.
All right. So that's exciting.
It's all good.
It's going in the right direction. All right.
There you go.
Well, I hopefully you're not going too stir crazy there, but, I'm glad we're able to reach out to each other and still talk. So how about this? How about you lead us off? What do you have for us?
All right. Last month seemed a little bit short, so I have one leftover Carl Sandburg poem I thought I'd throw in, and it's even more relevant today that this is February now. So I'd like to read a Carl Sandburg poem. The title is "The Wind Sings Welcome in Early Spring." The grip of the ice is gone now. The silver chase purple. The purples tag silver. They let out their runners. hear where summer says to the lilies, wish and be wistful. Circle this wind-haunted, wind-sung water. Come along always. Come along now. You for me. Kiss me. Pull me by the ear. Push me along with the wind push. Sing like the whinnying wind. Sing like the hustling obstetrician wind. Have you ever seen deeper purple? This in my wild wind fingers? Could you have more fun with a pony or a goat? Have you seen such flicking heels before? Silver jig heels on the purple sky rim. Come along, always. Come along now. End of poem. A poem by Carl Sandburg.
You know, Dennis, it's the ironic thing about you choosing that poem is I actually was sitting there today trying to distract myself from what was a really boring day of personal development for the teachers, and I read that poem and loved it. And I think it's perfect that you read it tonight, and what a great way to lead off. Great choice.
Yeah, well, Carl Sandburg wrote a lot of great poetry.
Sure
poetry
did.
We can relate to. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And I appreciate his work, and I'm glad to share it in my limited capacity. So thank you for allowing me to share that here. And thank you for this platform. And I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. Thank you, sir. And that was Dennis Kahn from Michigan leading us off here in this first segment. I have a feeling this is going to be a great show. Just looking at the roster, who's lined up here in this first one, and then just knowing who's coming up in the second and even potentially the third. I'm psyched here. Let's go now to Vancouver, British Columbia. I think let's go to Cynthia Sharp. Hello, Cynthia. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to finally be back.
Yeah, we're happy you're back, too. I know you've been out traveling all around. That's why I was saying we think she's in Vancouver, but we're not sure.
Around BC, it's been really fun, but I love coming home.
I would imagine that. I'd imagine. So you've been traveling quite a bit and meeting a lot of poets, it looks like.
Yeah, I've been having so much fun.
That's great. That's great. I love hearing that. And you know, I think that's when you start to kind of travel around or you start to connect with poets, kind of like our community does as well, you start realizing just how many wonderful and amazing poets there are out there.
How many different styles.
Yeah.
And incredible.
It's absolutely incredible.
So it makes sense. I'm going to do a cover tonight.
Okay.
So this is a review I posted on Facebook. I'm pretty sure a lot of people here saw it. It's by Timothy Shea. The name of his book is The Dirty Knees of Prayer. He's coming from a Mormon background into being agnostic. And so these are some of his reflections. He's also just an incredible person. He's really into goddess culture. So the first time I met him, we got paired for Word Vancouver last year, which is Western Canada's biggest literary festival. And so he was my hero before that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm paired with Timothy Shea. So we went out for coffee and he told me he's just so easygoing and a wonderful poet. And he told me all about these goddess books I might be interested in reading. And then this is one of my favorite poems from his book. And it's called Just a Girl. When my grandmother raised a daughter and a neighbor's leftover son, during the decade-long Great Depression, outside Pilot Mound, Manitoba, without a cent, but with a green garden and some chickens, a sewing needle lived in a 10-by-10 wooden shed, sheltered from dust by a windbreak of rattling trees she'd planted. The stuttering wind called, "She's just a girl." When my youngest daughter, at 2.5, disappeared from the barbecue party and sent the neighborhood searching the road and vast forest above us, calling out, "Emma, Emma, Emma." And the police were called, came to join the search, and there I found her, sitting like a tiny Rodin sculpture on a rock deep in the drapes of Emily Carr's forest. She looked up and said, "Dad, leave me alone. I'm thinking." And she was just a girl then. And my other daughter, with children and suicide husbands and trailer court woes, rose up and juggled it all by herself, battled a different kind of depressed world. Just a girl, covering her beauty in a warrior face. My eldest daughter, tiny and delicate, sparred with men for a year in a Kelowna gym and got herself thumped in the first professional boxing match between women in BC, just to make sure the BC Women's Boxing Federation could occur. Puffed up on the front page, a giant purple grape, she never fought again, securing sports territory she won for other women, then left for Japan to learn the perfect arrangement of flowers. Just a girl. When I meditate and see the love of women surrounding me, grandmothers, mothers, daughters, and lovers, the greatest value and security, the best memories and lessons at this juncture in my lengthening life, when I hear their voices, their deepest care, their patient resistance to weaker male fear, I swear they're all just girls. All around the whirly world, everything here comes from them, and everything returns to the mother again, and she's just a girl. In pink or blue, or you, or sitting next to you, just a bindi in a yantra, just ruler of all tantra. All the men like muddy water caught in the hoof print of a cow, and compared, just a girl. All oceans and seas now in dance with Grandmother Moon. Just a girl, why we breathe, who lifts us up in our death, who delivers us each life to breath. Just a girl. End poem.
It was a beautifully done piece.
He amazed me. He so influenced me in the past couple of years. Since we met last year, I feel like he's had a huge influence on my poetry, like Shadow Girl and Sirens and Wind and all my dark poetry came while I was reading this.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
And that just a girl is in quotes. It's the insult that he's heard thrown at his daughters a lot.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. Just a girl,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. That's, so that's
what
in
is
quotes.
That? Yeah, okay.
That's not his word. That's him.
Yeah, that's him pushing it back at him. Okay. Wow, really?
And thank you for having me on the show, and
of course.
Look forward to the rest of it.
Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you as well. Thank you, Cynthia. And that was Cynthia calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's been really out in the cause of poetry here
which is
recently.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're really, really proud of her, and we're just happy to have her back. All right, now let's travel to a gentleman. I didn't know if he was going to be able to make it. I'm so glad he could. Let's go to Titus in the UK.
Good day.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
All
pretty
right.
Good.
We're happy you could make it.
Well, I was just getting my head around yesterday. They say, have you heard of the phrase, the best laid plans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well... I had to think about it a while, but made the decision that the job that I was going to have was going to be too many hours away. And so, therefore, it led me into another job next door to the place where I'm. And pretty good.
So, that's interesting. Well,
worked out pretty good,
good,
yes.
Yeah.
Talk about out of the fire to transpire, or aspire, you could say.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well. That's over and done with now. I've got to look forward to another route to go to work.
Oh boy! Yes. Well, we're really happy that you're here. And
yeah, I popped in last week, but I didn't realize you were not on. So
sorry about that. Yeah, I was hanging out with a bunch of strange music teachers in Colorado Springs.
Well, speaking about music, if you could imagine, you're looking up in space, and. You're looking at the Veil Nebula. It's a very lengthy nebula, and it's rippling. If I was an animator, I'd like to do that and have Mary Labadidi's music in tune with it, because this is what this one's for. It's for her, an Earth Angel poem, if you let me, yeah. And so this is for Mary. It's a little bit transient, and it's not like Dennis's or Cynthia's. It's more life. Mine's more like out of this world, so I apologize for that. Manuscripts. The magnificence of splendor will find afar Athenrium, and leading this antiquity is an archipelago of angels within this aura, rarefied by capture. To reveal the veil, let all modesty reign as a consoler yonder, so keeping hidden what is this beautiful secret of monogamy. Lecterns, from behind the endless reams, a study of love, the allegorical, affects us in ways as astounding dreams do appear in a lifetime. Atma becomes the world soul from which all individual souls fill and absorb, and your leisure at the keyboard is petulous in theory, seemingly a spa diorama with special effects for all to see or feel or hear, having heard imposing sound from tantalizing waves and staves I find from an assay. Develops ephemis and all and end all significance aims at every word identified with the dispassionate feel for the elusive trait to aspire in ANA. Magically transformed by this wonderful dance routine, the symposium accompanied by the well-meaning aspect of inquiry, a geometrical saga responds to be persuasive as the adultery worth is held within the choir. Yantra holds purveyance to each in elevation as a high altar designatory. Let's sing and be blessed, then we reveal the veil nebula, the perpetual assemble, impounded by the eye, belonging to the most beautiful UVA. Backless throes are prominent, although its central point cannot disturb awakening such movement a myriad of light years away it shares in Kra. Derivatives from a bygone age, a spiritual attachment will have confined independent means to the whole inquiry to accept this popular safari, demonstrating space and these fields of attachment, separating the void inquisitive space to hold indigenous remains. This song of yours, my ray. End a poem.
And, yeah. You know, and it, you know, the thing is, I read that piece earlier this week and, okay. And loved it, but hearing, of course, hearing you perform it, Titus, really always, it really just kind of enhances it so much. I can hear it the way you kind of think about it.
I sometimes look at some of my writing. It doesn't make sense sometimes, but strangely it does. I think it's metaphorical or just I don't know, the mind bending, I don't know what it is, but sometimes it the odd characterization of the words sometimes kind of like form some kind of mental sanity, you could say. It just makes sense. Yes,
you know, I can understand this, because to me I know where you're going with that, because linguistically sometimes you'll tend to get a bit flowing and dense, but I think what that really is that becomes sort of musical in its own way. It might not be, you know, very, very linguistically clear for a line or so, but it's kind of lifting you to a different place because of the word choices and the way that it flows together.
I think that came about by doing the classic. I think it was a bad thing to actually copy Shakespeare, because you're trying to be him, in a sense. So I tried to get out of that.
Oh, that's great.
But strangely, it remains. And therefore, when you're trying to make a, especially like a spatial composition,
yeah,
it tends to, there's a little bit of hint of a Shakespearean characterization in it. And I'm trying to get out of that. But it worked.
It works. So, and it's not too much. It's not like I ever sit there and think Titus is impersonating another poet. You're always you through and through. But the influences. Yeah,
there's a little, little of them in each of them.
There's a lot worse people, Titus.
I'm one of a bad bunch, aren't I?
Oh, not at all, not at all. Okay. We're always so thrilled to have you. Thank you, sir, and appreciate you getting up early. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
And that was Titus calling from the UK early morning. Man. All right. Now, there is a land, JT.
Yes.
Called Pennsylvania, and Jim is from there. Hello, Jim. How's it going?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing. I'm doing. Doing. Bien.
Yeah.
That's good.
Bien. Yeah.
Bien.
I tried to take. I was learning about English language learning students, so students who couldn't speak English today and how to convey things. And one. The only thing I really took away from this was. That language is actually formed. Yes, we learned the words and everything and syntax and all that, but it really is. It really develops as we learn to organize our thoughts, and that made me appreciate the brevity of your work even more. I was sitting there thinking about it that when you can condense things so quickly, I tend to be a little too verbose, so I appreciate your ability to be brief.
Well, it has its advantages, but also has its disadvantages because trying to write long form is really difficult.
Sure. Sure. You have to have a lot of ideas for long form then, huh?
It's just, you know, I got to go against the grain with me. It's like, you know, it's just like got to use a lot of words and it's like,
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's JT smiling. He's enjoying this.
Interesting poem.
Hey, Jim, you and I should do a co-write on this. It is just an awkward poem. I'm really into the idea of this. I also have the idea of a thing called the boring book. That's literally 150 pages of me just rambling and it never goes anywhere. The whole point is just to be boring as hell. And I think it's like gag gifts, but it would be actual work. I don't think I really want to do that work, but you know, okay. Hey, poems I could do. All right. I'm going to shut up. Let's give you the stage here, okay?
Okay. This is one that I did for the Hurt Locker, and I wrote it just a few days ago. So I hope it did the topic any some justice. And I don't have a title for it, so any suggestions would be welcome. We wrestled in secret that no one would know. It came out weeks later when I started to show. And the velveteen voice who took me to his chamber says I should kill it, the evidence of our love. Is there anyone midst the villagers' mob screaming double for my blood who will stand beside me with what I've done and may decide to do? End of poem.
That's a strong, powerful piece, Jim. Mm-hmm. A title. Do you have any ideas for titles in the chat room here? I'm checking it out here as well. I'm going to have to think about that one, Jim, because there's a lot to that. That's not an easy one to name, is it?
I had someone from church said I gave me a suggestion, decision.
Maybe. Here's something I might suggest. Maybe you'll find a phrase or something inspiration in this. There's a song by a guy named Matt Morris called Bloodline, and it is about a single mother whose husband I think wanted her to have an abortion or something like that and left her, and she's trying to keep the power and the heat on for the little kids. And it's a really heartfelt, heartbreaking song. I think he does it with he did it on the Ellen Show with Justin Timberlake. And my brother's playing guitar with him, actually. So if you look it up, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song, just artistically. And there might be some phrase that kind of works its way into what you're talking about that kind of catches your attention. So even though I don't have a title, maybe that's a direction you could check out.
All right. I will try to remember.
All right. yeah, fair enough, Jim. Well,
it's gonna be a great poem.
What would happen if that's just what happened, JT? If that's just what happened when we got on the air one time,
I think we would lose a lot of listeners.
There'd be one person still hanging on, though. All right, hey, thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right, good night. And that was Jim Kahn from Pennsylvania, land of the writing utensils.
I'm telling you, that book is going to sell millions.
I just feel like that should be something pitched to a major publisher. Be like, all right, so it's an atlas of the United States, except it's all made up. Nothing's real.
Wait, what?
I'm just going to say dumb stuff. I will probably call everything the land of enchantment.
Except for New Mexico.
Just like the old Mexico, only newer.
All right. North.
All right, now let's head over to George in Michigan. Good evening, George.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Good to hear your voice, sir. How are you? Tonight, I should say.
Doing fine. I just flew back in from Washington, D.C. again, did some raking.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
he asked me to, the big man, give him some advice on gun control. So I told him they had to have a minimum wage on assault weapons, 84. And so he said he thanked me, and I came back with my rake. I'm doing fine, just fine. Like Dennis said earlier, we really had frigid air. I mean, it was really frigid, yeah. But we all survived, and people cried really hard because the local power company was running out of fuel, the gas, or thought they were running out. So they asked people to dial down to 65.
Yeah, I saw that.
About 3 million people had conniption fits. And I was wondering, I don't think I want them with me when I go on a Lewis and Clark expedition or something. Because, I mean, we aren't raising a world of softies, are we?
I'll share this little tidbit for it with you, George. The house that we are in averages 65 during the winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't try and push up any higher unless we get really cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're still alive?
Yeah.
Still
made it? Yeah, fingers are all still there.
Work.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's alive, all that kind of stuff, It's a real rough world out there. We are, but...
George, I'm resisting the urge to suggest that you guys start a skating team called Snowflakes on Ice, but and now I just did it with a. Okay. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Hard to follow this group tonight, and they're so good. I'll try to make it worse. And this is a totally useless list poem. I know you've been dying for a list poem, and you haven't heard many lately.
We need them.
I wrote one here that doesn't have any rhyme or reason, but it's called What Have I Learned? I learned that there are no lasting rewards for winning arguments, that your neighbor's barbecuing smells better than yours, that as you age, you get more interested in humans than money, that one of the best fitness exercises I can do is to thicken my skin, that life's rewards have more to do with how you act rather than what you believe, that language grows wisdom and language, that the connection between knowledge and tolerance is real, that receiving a handwritten thank you note is better, that walking down a trail is great, but blazing a new trail is greater, that a child is never cold when trying out their new bike on Christmas morning, that a newly opened pizza box is almost better than sex, that we never get tired of rainbows and sunsets, that if you wash the dishes with someone you really like, it is fun, that before I exercise, I often forget how good I feel after, that spotting yourself in a store mirror and finding it good is a reward, that I will always pay a grandchild to scratch my head, that seeing pretty girls point to you at school can keep it up for days, that finding out a friend loves the same song you do is a treasure, that watching the steam on your coffee cup is sometimes the best you can do, that watching a puppy run into a chair leg is a perfect learning lesson, that placing an extra blanket on a child at bedtime is always rewarding, that the smarter people I know can address issues, not just people, that finding something nice to say about a real jerk is quite hard, that there's mac and cheese, and then there's mac and cheese, that the best resolutions are not about what you eat, but how you treat others, that I missed every shot I didn't take, that waking up to pee and then actually going back to sleep is a miracle, that the mix of intolerance and weapons breeds violence, and that Yogi Berra was right when he said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. End of peace.
George, that was solid as hell. it was giving me things that I had needed to hear this evening, like yep. About 2 minutes after I needed to hear it. I was like, man, George, where was this?
Yep.
No, I really enjoyed that. JT and I agree with the Mac. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I realize how long you've been waiting for a list poem, you know, I tried to contribute. Yeah.
I've been waiting for days. I've been waiting for weeks. I've been waiting for months. Some would say for years. Okay, anyway. So, George, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Mark could go out like Jim said. Go out like Jim did and say, some of the best poetry right there. You can make it rhyme, too.
It's easy to rhyme. All right. Thank you, George.
Well, thanks. I'll be around later.
Sounds great. Talk to you then. And that was George Kahn from the cold state of Michigan at the moment. But, of course, the people are incredibly resilient and strong. I mean, not even in this moment, not even in this time where it's so cold, but I mean, every year they get pelted. And, you know, the thing is, JT, we get hit with stuff too. But, man, when we go outside and it's like 9 degrees, especially with all the stuff going on with you know, other places in the country, I walk out and I'm like, I am happy it is 9 degrees.
Yes.
And I think about the people who are having to live in that.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate everybody being able to call in, and good to hear your voices. Mm-hmm. Now it is time for the most popular segment on the internet, bar none. The thing we get so many fan letters for, we actually had to buy another house to store just today's fan mail. The poet of the month. Each month, I give 3 clues the first week, 3 clues the second week, and on the third week, I unveil which poet we have chosen to kind of educate you about through the month.
Yes.
These are the first 3 clues. If you think you know who it is, don't put it in the chat room. Send us a message. You can send me a message through Facebook, through the World Poetry page. That's fine. You can do it through finding me on Facebook, Michael Amade, or you can do it at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Those are all great ways to do it. I prefer, of course, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, though. All right, here we go. The first clue. That's a long time in a balloon. Clue number two. A theater of lyrics. And clue number three. Science, fiction, not fact. It's not the president. Those were your three clues for this week for February 2019's Poet of the Month.
You're welcome, America.
All right, so it is time for the second segment. We need five more unique callers, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
Hey, mister.
Hey.
Hey, mister, do you like poetry?
Sure.
Get in the van.
Okay. World Poetry Open Mic, does this smell like chloroform to you? By the way, sometimes when I'm trying to sell things, I just instantly start talking in this voice. It always works, by the way.
Does it?
It does.
That's good.
Yes. Strangely, this is why I'm not allowed to announce sports.
Right, because you start use that voice.
And now Tom Brady's well on the way to winning the sixth Super Bowl ring.
Please don't say that.
Well, no, if I say it in that voice.
Oh. Ooh,
see what I mean?
Yeah.
See what I mean? We know Jim has got it. I don't even know if Jim really watches football.
No, no.
Does he?
No, no. There was some stuff going on in the chat room when we were starting up.
Was there some trash talking going on?
Not really trash talking.
Obviously not trash talking.
It was more like, elegant. You know, like, we're here, we're going to be announcing stuff because, you know, it's Super Bowl weekend.
Mm.
And then, yeah, it was just kind of interesting.
You know, I'm just going to give a quick free plug for our friend out of Denver.
Yes.
The guy who doesn't know we're his friend.
Awesome.
this guy, That's Good Sports.
Yes.
On YouTube. I think you can find him still on YouTube, or it might be Twitter. No, he still does it on YouTube.
He still does
YouTube. This guy named Brandon Perna.
Yep.
And he started with a show called That's Good Broncos.
Yep.
And he does, especially during the football season, it's like a new video every day or something.
Yeah.
And sure. It is what would happen if ESPN totally lost their mind.
Yep.
It's the strangest sense of humor.
Yes,
but
it is
sports commentary, and he's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, he is. That is the one thing I definitely give him. He's very knowledgeable about the game.
And he's 30% of the time he's hilarious. 70% he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, if anybody's looking for alternative sport commentary, I think he'll probably be live streaming his commentary during the game.
Yeah.
So he's worth looking up. Anyway, okay. So we've got five. Man, we got five filled up again. This is great.
I know.
All right. Now let's go now to Mama AG.
How about if I hit the right buttons?
Let's hit the right buttons here. How about
try that again?
Okay. Sure. To Mama Oladeji.
All right.
There we go.
Hello, Mama.
Now let's go now to Eiji.
How about if I hit the right buttons?
Let's hit the right buttons.
Okay, I got to turn that off.
Okay. Hello, Mama.
I was like all engrossed in the program. Hello, everyone. And thank you for being here this week. Since we were all sitting up in the lobby last week, like wooden head dummies waiting for you all to start.
Sorry about that.
Last week, we were all sitting up there like wooden head dummies, like, nobody checked to see if the show was on.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I saw some of the conversations. I thought, there's just nothing I can do.
It was so funny. And then finally, I had the wherewithal to go check and see what was going on. And then they're like, no show. I'm like, hey, no show.
Yeah, that show calendar is a good resource. Although, I mean, we're on for a while here. We don't have any plans to take another quick time off, you know, anytime soon.
Yeah, it was just funny. And, like, you know, I had this poem I was trying to look up called Wooden Head Dummies, but I can't find it. So I'll read something about love since it's February and we're at the beginning of the love season. And I'll read Love and Lunacy. I read it for you last February, around Valentine's Day, so I'll read it for you again. It's an ABCDN poem. Oh, and George, I loved your poem. Oh, my goodness, that was a poem. It listed some awesome things to think about. I really enjoyed it. So this one is not exactly a list poem. It's a ABCDN, and it starts with A, goes to Z.
Okay.
X, Y, Z, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a love and lunacy. As the universe streams, moonbeam vibrations beyond brave blue skies are tossed about dreams. Clouds linger to infiltrate the threatening calm. Dangerous moons practice divination while waxing or waning, exuding more or less power, affecting evil attitudes of moods. Fondness withers as an underwatered rose, guises itself as sanity. Instability rolls her childish eyes. How such contempt shown as civility is more than cruel to me. I often wonder why dreams get tossed about near spring. January, February seems to balance a tolerated gloom. Keep the quiet calm in March until the waxing of the new alluring moon. Lunacy and love lurk in minds as cosmic scales weigh in gravity's pull. March introduces the full moon, preparing for the solar eclipse of April. Now the adoration has given birth to love, and its shackles we praise. We praise the love that shackles. Of the shackles, let's speak of the shackles that comes with the snares of love's traps. Promises of forever gagging in the throats of unkept dedications. Quicksand quickening underfoot, love suffocating, instincts of sanity. Realities of love, lunacy, hoping we could bottle up the good times and save them. Saving the good times for the bad times, testing the power of the mind. Testing love's abilities under the new lunar moon. Hysterical levels of confusion, universal melodies soothe the carnal mind. Bonds together gods and goddesses of love. Venus vibrations penetrating, piercing arrows into zones of overzealous lust. Wanton lust parading as love, causing mental confusion. Exorgate of your natural instincts and logic wrestle. Married now are love and lunacy. Yet for just a taste of desire or a semblance of love from you would complete me. Walking lunatic I am, forever dancing to the edge of this fanatical world. Xylophones flowing universal drum beats keeps me dancing cautiously past the loopholes and the loop beats. In peace.
Solid piece, Mama. As always, just
thank you.
And one thing I really love that you're doing is that you'll set a tempo, you'll set a rhythm, and then you'll completely, about eight counts in, you'll flip it, and you'll start actually, the emphasis starts hitting on the off beats. And that's a really cool little tactic. I don't know if you do it on purpose, but I hear you doing it. I think it's great.
Well, I guess since I write to my own body tempo, I guess that's just sure. How it comes out, because I'm aware of it. Thank you for telling me that, though. So now I'll be more kind of like...
now you can be more self-conscious about it.
Like I said, love and lunacy.
Yeah,
dancing to the edge of this fanatical world. So I have to kind of stay on my own beat. And I don't even know what that is. It's a Venus vibration. And there it is.
I like that, though. I do very much.
Thank you. All right, though. So happy Valentine's Day to all my loved ones up there. And so talk to y'all later.
Hey, we'll talk to you then. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mama. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Boom. Bam.
Bam.
Bam, JT. Bam. My brother, James, reminded me when he was in school. So he went to Denver School of the Arts.
Yes.
And one day, a new student came from Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And his name actually translated to dragon. And my brother got along with him really well. But he was a pianist. It was amazing. And James goes, so where did you go to school before? He goes, I was in the Beijing Academy of Music. And my brother, being himself, looks at him and goes, the Beijing Academy of Music? Yeah. Or BAM. I'm Dragon. I just came from BAM. All right.
Awesome.
Of course. Speaking of awesome, let's go to Connecticut. And let's visit with Barbara. Good evening, Barbara.
Speaking of awesome, let's go to Connecticut. Let's visit with Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I don't know if it's environmental or if it's just the time of year or whatever, but I'm semi-okay. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
I'm not sick, but, you know, it's like every now and then I'll get, like, in a place where it's just impossible to breathe, and then it's okay.
Hmm.
And then it happens again, so I don't know what it is. Not like, you know, gasping for breath, but it's like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but I'm fine. So I'm going to read the garden poem that hasn't been published yet. It's for this week, hasn't been published. And it's from the prompt Solitude and Current or Currents. And the picture prompt is A River Alone. Stanley picked it, I guess. He took the photo of it, and it's his prompts. And I've titled it Floating Through Life. Watch a leaf float down the river. It's not controlled by anything but the current pushing it in the direction of the flow, not caring for the desires of the leaf. Though leaves have no desires except to grow and then are tossed away to disintegrate in the soil or the water. My life has felt a little like that at times, as if something or someone were moving me without my knowledge toward a destination unknown, and I have drifted in solitude as each new experience moves me ever closer to that far-off place. I ride the current as if I were surfboarding, ducking the waves as they form around me from the wake of the thing that is propelling me along this river of life, and never once taking my hands off the reins as I swerve and glide over the bumps. Life is driving the boat that is pulling me along, and many times, though I would like to yell, stop, this captain does not listen, but continues blissfully onward, no matter the barriers. And I, the rider, hang on as I careen joyfully on the obstacle-strewn waters surrounding me on my journey. End poem.
I enjoyed that one very much. I really did. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's, you know, I was looking at the photo, and it's just a beautiful photo. And, you know, I get inspired. That's how I write. You know, I get inspired mostly by photos or by music or by something someone says. And I actually got inspired by my own chocolate chip cookies, if you read that.
That is something I can see being inspired by. By the way, I just have to throw that out.
Yes. I made cookies. I posted it. I didn't even think about writing it. And then so many people wrote to me about it. And I kept looking at them. And, of course, I had the cookies right there.
That was the advantage.
Yep. And I just...
I love that. I love that. Barbara, thank you so much. We'll hope we'll hear from you during the return engagement.
Yes, yes.
All
I
right.
Will. I will be back.
Sounds
okay.
Great. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. Connecticut.
Didn't want to add to that, huh?
Well, no, there was too many things. It reminded me of, what was the movie, Wayne's World? Where they're doing
Delaware.
Hey.
We're in
Delaware. Hey, but Delaware's got a lot going for it, you know.
Well, yeah,
don't knock Delaware.
Right.
Actually, leave Britney alone. Switch it to be about Delaware. That is a tourism commercial. Let's go now to a place that doesn't need a tourism commercial. They let Chicken take care of that for them. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Philip. Hello, Philip.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
Bien, ¿y tú?
It's regular.
And that's about the extent of it right there.
I'm working on the Spanish. I'm working on it.
Are you really? Well, good for you.
A little
sir.
Bit. I think there's, from what I hear, there's some beautiful, beautiful poetry and literature in the language that we're just completely missing because we're when you don't do it. So I'm sure every language kind of has that in its own way, but
mm-hmm.
Spanish mm-hmm. is one I can justify using quite easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I don't know the statistics on it, but I think it's like still the second most popular language in America. I don't know. That may be wrong.
I think so.
I think it probably is. But, I mean, and that's not to get into any, like, you know, details about whether there will be a wall or not a wall. I don't even want to, not even going there.
I think a partial wall is kind of like a partial lobotomy. I think it'll work.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Don't even say anything. Yeah.
Right. I have many more other important concerns, like this stray cat I've been trying to befriend. You know, I'm very sensitive about small creatures out in the cold. I mean, it's not really even a political stance. I'm just like, here, cat, I empathize with you. Eat some food. Come here.
The cat's doing stuff like, yeah, but what are your beliefs?
Right. Well, you know, I think the stray cat treats me about the way my domesticated cat does, the one that lives with me, you know.
Mild distaste.
Put up the food and then ignore me, you know. So that's a cat, wild or domesticated or partially domesticated. Anyhow, it's good to hear you guys.
Good to hear you.
And thank you for allowing me to return. I am humbled, and I will get on with it.
Be humbled, sir. Be humbled.
enough of this shenanigans. On with it, sir.
All right.
I think I may have read this one before, but I've revised it enough to where I feel kind of comfortable with sharing it, and I actually got a few requests to actually read it, so that's always nice. You know, flattery goes a long way to keep your ego in tune. So here we go. The title, Where Travels Ars Poetica. Recoil into words, their translucent and opaque variations on meaning, potentials between each entry, a provenance gone back to curios of etymology. Hail to ancient cities, alive in an oratory of tongues, 20 centuries removed, lacunae guarded by devoted classicists who build translated ramparts around their linguistic remains, a handful of delicate fragments, a lyrical echo. In hallowed lonesomeness, you sound their resonant inheritance over sea spray, craggy barrens, and those pensive hollows where once roamed an amorous approximation aloft betwixt love and lust, above boisterous blood rivers wildly run through your young, brawny spring chest, vernal limbs, green lungs, and taut-strung diaphragm at the flirtatious ready, releasing fledgling lines shyly recited at moving targets unrequieted. Grade archaic, steadily aged, you cleanse everything in silence, preparations for a vast forgetfulness. Voices disappeared into parsec stages, far beyond the starry wilderness. Some inexplicable clarion distinctions left unproved about eternity heard calling homeward and afar at celestial distances. Seems Heraclitus bested Herodotus, even if the latter bequeathed us the phoenix and its rare fire. One may witness this exotic plumage of hot ashes burned backward to rebirth, but never this paradox twice in a single lifetime. And there it is, fellers.
Philip, it's the linguistic, you know, twists and turns of that are great. I think you're actually like, I can tell you're kind of in a positive way. You're on a bit of a roll right now.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I really like it.
I'm hiding it well then. No, I mean, that's really nice of you to say, because I mean, much of what I do, I mean, when I'm quiet and by myself, you know, I'm always cruel to myself to some extent, you know.
Oh,
I've kind
yeah.
of revealed sometimes to you that I have this inner drill sergeant going, that's not good enough, that's, you know, you revise it. So thank you. I that really means a lot to me though. It really does.
Philip,
you know.
I understand entirely what you mean. I was last right. night I was sitting around, I realized it was the 31st and I thought, wow. 1 month ago today, I was sitting at home trying to finish a book that, like, my stubble was like 5 days old. I looked absolutely insane. And I think I was ending it by leaning over the keyboard and typing with one finger, like, have to finish this. You know, it's just ridiculous. Why do you do that to yourself? Yeah.
Well, right.
We're crazy.
I think I've learned to make some sort of, you know, I don't know, how do you say, common grounds with that inner drill sergeant, you know. So, yeah, you know, I understand, and that's why I come back here, because you help, you know, kind of assuage some of that, you know. So,
well, we're maybe that'll be our new tagline: World Poetry Open Mic, beating back your inner drill sergeant.
Right.
How's that for on the nose?
Yes, I know. Bumper stickers and T-shirts, sir. I mean, we've always got that as a, you know, a second or tertiary career somewhere
yeah, I figure.
Down the line.
Eventually, I'll just sell. I'll just do weird stuff and sell merch. That's my whole plan.
Hey, I'm already looking forward to your Atlas. You know, America.
Right.
You know, just make believe. Just whatever you just said. That was great.
Yeah, Michael Amade's alternative Atlas of the United States.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, except for New Mexico, right?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That better be precise, buddy.
That one.
It's just, yes, the most in-depth study of New Mexico, but everything else is just crap. All right.
Just, yeah, right.
All right.
Wonderful. Well,
right.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Mr. Amade. JT, it's good to hear you both, and until we have some warmer weather, perhaps, and I look forward to the return engagement.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
Thank you. All right, cheers.
Bye. Cheers. And that was Philip Collin from Kentucky. It's great to hear his voice.
Always.
And man, you know, perfect people to be following Philip, because I think
know.
They just compliment in such a different way, but so well. Let's go down to Alabama, visit with Stan. Hey, Stan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wow.
No kidding.
Everything. It doesn't matter what he reads. It still knocks me off my ass.
You know, it's funny. It's like I say that when he calls, and I feel like, you know, I don't want him to think that I'm just making it up, because I'm not. It does happen every single time.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I get to follow that. Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I planned it that way.
Oh, no. We know you're up to the task.
Yes, well. In the words of a very well known poet, Dilly Dilly. Oh.
Dilly Dilly.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to follow Barbara's lead, and I thank her for that. That was a beautiful piece she did. And I'm going to read the one that's going to be coming out in the garden soon off those prompts. And this is called River Bend. In life's flow, at our day's dawning, in creek or spring, our beginning spawning, journeys begin to join the great river's flow. Though at any point, Charon may exact fare for Acheron, some journeys ending so soon in morning's glow. Round river bends and currents, through passing moments and events, under tows, rapids, and dams, we will endure. But with our souls as sturdy rudder and wisdom navigate these waters, we can reach those safe harbors and shores. Many branches of river be found. Sometimes one's life can run aground. Fight the current to prevail and find new way. As every event and moment pass, no clouds on horizons and shadows cast, the changes of light waning in our day. We may sometimes be joined by crew, or make way adrift in solitude, all search for the calm waters to exist. But be just the one or one of many. Mind your course, sandbars and levee. Not know what river bend merge with the river Styx. In peace.
I like that, Stan. That was a good piece.
Yeah, I think you followed Philip very, very well in your own way. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man. And I know the chat room was loving it here as well. Great stuff, man.
I got a lot of friends, and I'm glad of it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think they're people who also really appreciate your work because of what it actually brings to them, and it's easy for us to start to discount that when we get around, you know, people like that often. But the thing is that it's very much the same for us too. We really do appreciate your work. We love your reading as well. And thanks a lot for being here and for what you do.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and thank you guys for this venue, because this is where it started for me.
I love
as far as book. Right here. And wonderful. This is like coming home.
We're happy you're here. Thank you, man.
And thank you, and on to the next.
All right. That was Stan calling from Alabama. Man.
It's good stuff.
All right. Now, we're going to head to a place that everybody in the Northeast hates. Arizona. Let's visit with Mary. Just because of the weather. It has nothing to do with Mary.
Nope.
Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Don't do this to me, you guys. You're overwhelming me, and now I'm all a flutter. The hell?
That's my question. The hell?
The hell?
The hell?
All these pretty people, all this great poetry, and all this blushing. Okay.
Mary, how are you? You doing all right?
I'm fine. It's hard for everyone. Everyone I know and everyone I love is having a hard winter.
Mm-hmm.
Even here in Arizona and all around. Not really. And here in Arizona, people are so chill. They're walking around like there's nothing. And that doesn't make me feel better. I don't know why. Anyway, my heart is with the winter people who are putting up with it. And I will share a poem the next time around, but I'm going to do a song because you guys almost dared me to do a song about all your beauty. On the morning from the Bogart, the country where they turn back time, go strolling through the crowd like dear Lord, contemplating Christ. She comes out of the sun and sits up front like a water fountain.
I can sympathize so much with that last.
Hurry up.
No, I loved it. I loved it.
That was great.
I can sympathize with that last chord issue so much.
Oh, yeah. I know everything but the fucking key. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, there's 12 of them. It gets confusing.
No,
and then there's
so
the modes.
Hard. There's like 16 in those half and quarter notes.
I know. But don't, if you're playing piano, don't start thinking about the quarter tones. Then we're all screwed.
No, it's the Arab in me. It's crazy. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll see you on the return.
Hey, just think flat twos. Flat twos and
meowing off the stage quickly.
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Yeah,
thank you.
Whatever.
Flat twos and flat sixes. That's where it's at. All right. It's called a klezmer scale, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's basically for those keeping track. If they care at all,
yeah.
It would basically be like playing a D in a D sharp, an F sharp, a G, an A, an A sharp, a C sharp, and then a D again. And it has the effect of being like, da, 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 like that. So it's got that kind of Arabic feel to it. Didn't sing it well, though, of course.
It's okay.
All right. So now it is time. For the second most popular thing on the internet anywhere, it's the February 2019 Poetic Form of the Month. I just can't get enough of this poetry form. It might be the Irishman in me, and no, there's not an Irishman in me. I am, in fact, part Irish. JT, I feel the need to explain this. You know exactly why. Mostly because Jim's listening.
Yeah.
Anyway, the poetic form of the month. Son of a... is a string of curse words. No, is a limerick. See? This is what I feel.
Yep.
You know? So here's an example. It's not the one you think I'm going to do.
Nope.
There once... Or wait, sorry. See, I added the once. Mm. There was an old man with a beard who said, "It is just as I feared. Two owls and a hen, four larks and a wren, have all built their nests in my beard." That is a limerick. Here is a quick rundown of what it is. A popular form in children's verse, the limerick is often comical, nonsensical, and sometimes, in best company, even lewd. The form is well known to generations of English-speaking readers by the way of Mother Goose nursery rhymes, first published in 1791. Composed of five lines, the limerick adheres to a strict rhyme scheme and a bouncy rhythm, making it easy to memorize. I'm going to put a link to this on the main page under Poetic Form of the Month. I know we've mostly experimented with this. I think it's a fun one. Sometimes we get kind of, you know, too dark with it. I think limericks can be enjoyable, and especially when we're talking about, I don't know, January just seems to drag on and on and on and on, and now we're in February, but I'm waiting for this to pass. I'm waiting for spring to come, and I know the people in the colder weather are waiting for it as they sit around in 65 degrees. You know, that's a thing.
It is a thing.
But the let's bring something that's fun. Let's bring something that's light into it and enjoy it. So the poetic form of the month is a limerick. All right, we're going to start a third segment before we go to the return engagement. We want to give room for someone else to call back in here. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Yeah, this is not the return engagement. It's not the return engagement. This is a third segment before the return engagement. Skype ID, World Poetry, open mic. We need five more unique callers. All right, so we ran that. We thought we were going to have some other callers. We didn't. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to trigger the return engagement, which therefore means anybody who wants to call, including Tamara, if you want to call, if for some reason we just missed you, you want to do it, no problem. Let's do this. 720-240-9766.
That number again, 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, we are back here in the return engagement segment. Now, we've had an absolute monster of a call-in thing here. We have a submission, and then we have 10 callers lined up. So what we're going to do, we're going to do the submission right to start off, and then we're going to move fast. So make sure you have your work ready to go. When we come in, we're going to have talking kind of brought down to a minimum, not to be rude or anything like that, but, you know, we've been kind of taking our time. We got to be in, boom, do it, so we can be respectful of everyone else with the time. It's getting kind of late. Okay, so we're just going to get right into it. You good, JT?
Good.
Awesome. Okay, so this submission came in during the show. Normally, we don't do that. Normally, it's about 8 o'clock is the Mountain Standard Time. The time we start the show is actually the cutoff. But since we received this here and we didn't have any submissions and we you know, really understand kind of his situation, we figured we'd go for it. This is Mr. Don Hagelberg, and he sent in this little preamble here first. Today is Langston Hughes' birthday. This was posted on OVI, the Finnish outlet online. Below is a poem dedicated to Richard Imo Hieta. It's called Auto Wash, in memory of Richard Hieta. I squirt the bottom of the pail with liquid soap, then water fill, quite full, until the top flows over in a jam of froth. I hear each bubble burst and hand shroud my ears in uselessness. Trying not to hear each explosive sphere, my fear has been improperly punctuated. This auto wash occurs once a year in the Finnish Hall's parking lot off Chestnut Street, and the senior members applaud their teen children, handing over to them the dream keys of their automobiles. First rubs, and then suds, and then comes, at the station of the auto, the trickle of a rinse to be followed by the squeegee and chamois dryer. Finally, attention transports to the inside in which upholstery's damp ragged down and a saint vacuums both mats and carpet. Richard Aimo Hieta drives out the joke of the finished car. And that was Auto Wash by Don Hagelberg. I believe it's by Don, in memory of Richard Hieta. Thank you, Don, for sending that in. We appreciate it. If you want to in the future send in a piece of poetry like Don, you can worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. Just say it's a submission for the show, or you can put it in the contact form on our website or our webpage, worldpoetryopenmic.net. Those are the only ways to do it. All right, let's get straight into it here. We're going to go back to Michigan and start where we began. Let's go to Dennis.
Hello, I'm back.
Hello, Dennis. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
My first poem I read earlier was Carl Sandburg poem, and it was about early spring. But I still am a bit of a realist. I know that it is not spring yet. So to balance out my readings tonight, I'd like to share this poem. I've read it here before, but I think I'll share it again. The title is Ode to My Snow Shovel. Oh, snow shovel, I am in your debt. You rescue me from the grips of Arctic malevolence. You free me from snowbound despair. Your sleek form and streamlined functionality with your precision ground stainless steel blade. You match winter's fierceness undaunted. Together, we stand a unified force. You, like the mighty Excalibur in King Arthur's hand, empowering me to move mountains and thwart this crystalline injustice. And you, do it in a small carbon footprint, not like the cumbersome snow blowers with their fossil fuel gluttony and foul gaseous exhaust. Plus, you work silently, effectively, bringing order back into the pathways of life. Yes, I am in your debt, and I will stand by your side as long as I am able. For you are worthy of my allegiance and my due homage. End of poem.
Beautiful, beautiful choice. Beautiful read, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
That was fun too.
JT was smiling.
Yeah, that was a fun poem.
Yeah, I think I'm getting all like not morose, just serious over here. JT's keeping it light, so I think he's a little he's the smarter of the two of us down here right now. But Dennis, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that should balance my reads out pretty evenly tonight. thank you for letting me share. Now I'm going to step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic. And I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless, Dennis. All right, and that was Dennis Kahn from Michigan kicking off our return engagement segment. Now we're going to head over to Cleveland, Ohio, to get to Mama Oladeji.
Dennis Kahn from Michigan kicking off our return engagement
segment. Hello, Mama.
Now we're going to head over to Cleveland,
yes,
Ohio.
I'm here.
All right. Okay, welcome back.
I want to play music with mine.
All right.
So I'm going to play music in the background, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and then I'm going to read my poem called Prerogative. Okay, here we go. Can you hear? Oh, I can't hear. Okay. I got a good... Can you hear? Okay, wait a minute. I gotta start over. Hold on, I'm sorry.
All right, that's all right. No problem.
I gotta cut the sound off on here. Okay, here we go. Now we got. I got it. Prerogative. You have put my prerogative. You have caused my progress to be on pause. And you caused me prolonged poverty. Put the keys to my persona back on the dresser. I need my personality back. You have put my purpose on pause and caused me to get pulled into your pool of problems. And I do not want to swim in your gossip and drama. You have pitched me another curveball of your pastimes, waiting for me to catch your worthless purpose of profound pity. This is my ditty on your pretty agenda-based, passive pretentious piety. Unreal humility has programmed your potential, which produces phony plastic products that are non-essential. So pardon me if I have come to a certain and come to certain conclusions, since I have allowed your inclusion into my own illusions. I now protest that which I detest of what I thought I saw in you, as my mind has been reasonably restored. I reserve the right to say who belongs in my life. So I'm closing the pages on peons who have put my purpose on pause. New perspectives on my prerogative. And I pray there ain't no hell. Dying will tell. Only my dying will tell. And when I'm dead, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child left to carry on. So I'm closing the pages on peons where I put my purpose on pause. New perspectives on my prerogative. Peace. I'm out.
Boom. That was cool. That was cool, Mama.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love that. Tears.
That was really cool. I love it. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Trying to be creative over here. Trying to be creative. Hey, Michael, did you get the little video I sent you with the
I did. I saw that you sent it to me. I've been at that. I was at that that professional development thing until I had to turn around, run home for about 10 minutes, and then turn around and come here. So I basically have not had time to watch it, but I will watch it.
It wasn't that important. It was just I thought you would like it. That's all.
Oh, hey, no, I actually do try to watch everything get sent over to me and everything. So I will definitely do that.
Okay. All right. Bye bye. Peace out.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Moving along nicely. I'm stalling for JT for a second. All right.
Type.
It's all right. We're doing good, man. Let's head to Michigan. Let's go visit with George again.
George's going to have to call live.
All right. Hey, George, give us a shout. All right, man. So we got George coming. Then we got Mary, Tamara, Stan, Cynthia, Barbara. Then who do we have after that? We have Jim and Titus, right?
Very good.
All right, cool. So that's who we have coming up. So if you just heard your name, just kind of make sure you're on deck. Make sure you're ready to go. I understand as it gets later, we're on a delay. There we go. Here he is.
Perfect.
Hey, George. Welcome back.
Why, thank you. Yeah, this was sort of in a little bit. Dennis had a winner one, and I have one for JT too. It's called Snow, a Figment of. It cleaned the dirty earth of brown. It placed a sheen, a pureness there. As winter's blanket filled with down,
its softened edges made them fair. One never sees too much new snow redecorating days of bloom as nature's artists start their show, which open spaces makes more room. For thoughts of peace, regeneration, snow sweeps aside the dirt of pains. It's whitened up the old stagnation and open eyes at window panes. Now sterilized, the land can wait, where pristine changes may be wrought. New vistas now from nature's gate. We're open now to thoughts we ought. End of poem.
Man, welcome back, George. I like that one, man.
Okay.
I got to be honest. It's so cool to be in a, you know, be in a community of, you know, have people who call in every week and have this where you can just genuinely enjoy everything being read. And that was no exception.
Well, that's a nice compliment and appreciate it.
You got it. You got it. All right, George, we'll talk
okay,
to you.
Moving on.
All right, we'll talk to you maybe during right. the after dark. We'll see. All right?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye. Bye. And that was George calling from Michigan. Now we're going to go from one, where it's starting to get positively balmy at about zero in Michigan. Now we're going to head to Arizona, which we're trying to be convinced is not as nice as normal.
No, it's ugly here. It's ugly. It's like 60 and cold. It's cold. It's cloudy.
It's 60
it's
and
winter.
Cold. What?
Shut up. I complain, but nobody cares. I still complain and still nobody cares.
I just throw my eggs at the sidewalk and nothing cooks. They just sit there.
Shut up. No. I showed a picture of Madison, Wisconsin. A water heater blew up.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like an earthquake came out of the freaking ground, only it was in an apartment or a condo or something. There it was, frozen in the middle of the ground, the middle of the room.
Yeah.
This frozen icicle, giant, like,
wow.
2 feet across.
You know, you never really, if you think, I mean, that sounds horrible. You never really think about, you know, I haven't heard about Rhode Island and that the huge nightmare thing they had last year where they were surrounded by human excrement. Do you remember this?
That's right. Oh,
yeah, and I never heard about it once everything
Nantucket.
Nantucket, that's
well,
right.
That's a bad movie now. I don't watch movies like
when we I mean, this was real.
Excrement and human,
Mary,
human
we
excrement.
Actually had a call from a poet on
no.
Nantucket. You
no.
don't understand the significance of
no.
this.
No. No, I can't go there. Too much.
It was so hard for me to restrain myself. I'm going to shut up though because I told everybody that I was going to try to move fast and here I go again.
Yeah, I love getting people into some zone that we come out of 10 minutes later and they say, what?
What was that about? Yeah.
I'm going to do something completely off the wall because I'm going through old things and new things and discarding things. And I found something. I think I was, I was 17 years old when I wrote this. I was at a retreat, as I remember. I was a Catholic at a public school and then genius school and back to public school and we moved and all the things I went through. And then but I was a Christian and I went to Catholic. I loved priests and I went and learned to the, I thought I was Jesus. So I had to go and learn from the priest. And so I went to these retreats and this is the thing I wrote. Self-portrait at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Mary. Blondish hair, blue-green eyes, friendly smile, pug nose. Not a model, but a friendly face. Small frame, hard worker, family of seven. John, 30, California. He's not married. He's very smart, yet not sure where he's going, working on doctors in math. Larry, 27, working in Illinois near Chicago, not married. Just got his law degree working for the Milwaukee Road. Seems to have his head pretty much together. Jim, 23, line railroad like dad, getting married in January. I give him credit for standing up for himself, even if everyone else went on to school. Basically smart. He's many things I can't figure out. Very shy, reserved. I love him. Deb, 21. My only sister, not married, insecure, graduating in spring from UWSP. Seems confused about life. Trust too easily.
has been through a lot in life. Smart in school, has still a lot to learn. I love her. I love my family. Mary, 17. Active, loving, determined, demanding. Not sure what to do in life. Willing to learn. Loves music, singing, outdoor activities, having fun, learning. That's it.
Beautiful and heartfelt, as
1968. It was written in 1968.
Was it really?
No, no, I'm sorry. 78.
78.
I was 17. I was born in 61. I did the math wrong. This math minor did the math wrong right on public radio.
That's okay.
No, no. That's that was a beautiful piece. As always, I mean.
It tells about the struggles of America, mm-hmm. I think, till now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't talk to any of my siblings. No. And that's kind of a shame. But we move on from where we came.
Yeah.
And then we go to where we go.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of nieces and nephews because they keep contacting me and telling me how I was the best Auntie Mary and the best aunt they ever had. So we go with that.
I don't know.
And my kids, they bother me all the time, those daughters. Oh, those daughters. All right.
That's their job. You should respect that. Okay.
They, you know, they, it's like a mirror, only it's so warped it's broken. Yeah. They cracked it in half and they put it back at me.
Oh.
No, I love you guys.
We love
and,
you too.
And what, we got some little after dark? Okay, we're going to be back.
We're moving it.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. Number four here in the lineup for the return engagement. JT, you don't have to play a thing. That's fine.
I know. Tamara needs to call in.
All right, Tamara, give us a call, please. All right, so just to recap this here, we have Tamara, followed by Stan, followed by Cynthia, followed by Barbara, followed by Jim, followed by Titus. That's a strong lineup if ever I've heard
yeah,
one.
It is.
Here we go.
There she is.
Hello, Tamara. Welcome back.
Hi.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, thank you. I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderfully. Doing. Thank you. So what do you have for us? But since we're moving faster in this packed segment here.
Right. So this is an anniversary of sorts for me. For 2 years ago, it was a big change in my life, and so this is from that. And then 2 years now to the day, I basically quit half my job, which seems like a big change too.
Mm.
So it's an anniversary for change. So that's it. He's a monster, but he hides it well. Such delicate features, dismiss sensible fear. That soft voice slides like silk along my bare skin. A forked tongue vibrates the air before tasting her collarbone. His grip tightens around her neck. Who is the victim? He tells you he is, and you believe him. Oh, dear, did I miss the pudding and pie for dinner? Never mind, I'm fine. All the better to condemn the tarts. Comply or be corrected, grovel or be nudged, policed and prosecuted, you tried, he judged. No more. No. More. A little bit of courage in this questionable circumstance, a little bit of risk it all, just go, take the chance, a little bit of bravery, straight and tall in your stance, and if you fall and hit the floor, jump up, run on, then dance, and boom.
Very, very nice piece, Tamara.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great night. Hey, I'll listen on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that was Tamara. Man, she was on it, too. Wow. What? All right. Well, no, we do appreciate that. That's not a negative comment.
No.
Thank you, Tamara.
Yeah.
And that was Tamara calling from Indiana. Man, she was in and out. Boom. All right. Let's go now to Stan in Alabama. Hello, Stan.
Hello, hello.
All right. We're moving fast, man. We sprung it on you, I know.
That's okay. Spring away.
All right, all right. So what do you have for us?
Well, this was off of a quote from a gentleman named Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Okay, yeah.
And the quote was, "The great thing in this world is not so much where you stand as in what direction you are moving." And I wrote a piece called Stand, Move Forward. Stand for the weary. Give the needed thrust so they move forward. Stand with your neighbor, then support, friendship. You both move forward. Stand in the darkness. Be a beacon of enlightened onward. Stand against hate's shadow. Leave no refuge from light. Move forward. Stand in compassion's warmth. End chill of detachment. Hearts outward. Stand each injustice. No soul disparaged. Equals move forward. Stand true against deceit. Lies are used to hide ruthless cowards. Stand as one with all people. In diverse glory, move forward. Stand with me in peace, for all wars lead to ruin, all downward. Stand by me with love, no path greater for us all. Move forward in peace.
Man, that was a poem, and geez, man. And just Stan. I don't know why I feel like everything you read has just got such gravity to it, but it's got to be you, man. You're the common denominator. But it really worked.
Well, I've got to tell you, that was my second shot at a Gazal.
Oh man. Oh, come on, Stan. All right, no, that was great, man. And I really I thought it flowed really well from you. That was a good choice for your voice and your way of presenting as well.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed reading it and I enjoyed sharing it with the group here. And on to the next.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. To quote Titus in the chat room, Stan has gravitas. That is the right way to say it. All right, we're going to head now to Vancouver and British Columbia to visit with Cynthia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, great segment.
I know, it's going well, isn't it? I mean, there's so much good stuff.
I think I can keep it moving along pretty quickly. So I have a poem similar to what George did. It's not as polished or as strong as what George did in the first set, but I was debating whether or not to read it. When he read his, I thought, oh, I've got to read mine too. So this is a New Year's list. Actually, it came about because I had this kind of insane idea that I thought I should clean out all the cupboards on New Year's and, you know, decades of things that are stuffed away. I thought it might take a day, but it didn't. I got everything all over the living room where I was also editing a book for people. So I made my little list of things I learned. I called it Letting Go. It was published actually in Red Wolf Press in Australia because they're very nice to me. So this is Letting Go. This year I've learned that poets do not follow instructions, and it turns out better that way. A film set does not belong in the living room. There is no amount of broken machinery you ever need to keep. Anything that's been through a flood was composted a long time ago, although there's still a bag of it on the couch. You really can live without your third-year essays, even if they mention you too. If you quit the job, you don't need the manual. Get enough sleep. The mess will still be here. If he doesn't friend you back, throw out the love letters. Having more than one blog does qualify you as a geek, but most importantly, one should walk daily at the ocean and not take it all so seriously. End poem.
Lovely. Lovely. I think we were kind of chuckling and enjoying it over here the whole time.
You may have to send that to me,
yeah.
Cynthia. I need to learn a lot from that one.
I think I do. I really thought of JT. My former partner used to work in film, and I'm a teacher, so I'd come home like, can you believe the library is throwing out this like box of like crappy old books that I think are amazing?
Yeah.
I'd shove them in a cupboard. And he'd be like, can you believe they're throwing this out? And he'd bring home all these really cool things from the film set. So we had this huge Victorian house that we had a really good deal on.
Mm.
And then we had to move.
Oh.
And it was just like insane. And some of it's still all over the place I am now, and I can't cope. So
yeah.
It's my note to myself. You are allowed to throw it out.
Yes.
It's hard to remember though sometimes, isn't it? But it's the truth.
Well, actually, some of it's still sitting on the couch. I'm like, oh, not that, though. Not that piece of paper that I wrote 30 years ago that's illegible. Like,
oh, yeah. No, I've got that,
we're
too.
We're both like, no, I'm not that.
Uh-huh. I might use that one day, though. I might rewrite that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so that's my lesson. That's my note to myself. We are allowed to let it go, but we're not really following it. But anyway. Thank all you right. for now. It's instead of in the cupboards, it's all over the floor. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Thank you, Cynthia. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Cynthia Collin from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're moving right along. I love this. All right. Now, we're going to be heading to Connecticut to visit with Barbara.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I can hear it.
Skype issues. Okay. So, Barbara, if you can hear us, give us a call right back. Jim is probably going to have to call us anyway. Titus, you might have to call us. Well, no, Titus calls in through Skype, right?
Yeah, he's
so that's
safe.
Not going to be an issue.
Titus is safe.
In fact, one thing we're talking about doing here just while we're waiting for, oh, I'll tell. I'll talk after Barbara gets on. Here she is.
Okay.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you for calling back.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
So, I won't keep you because we have like a lot of people to go after me. I think I'm 8, yeah. And I'm just enjoying this so much. I love the list poems. It's making me want to make one of my own. but this I wrote the other night because somebody posted a photo, and photos always inspire me to write. And this one, like I said, photos inspire me, right? And this one was a hand that was held up to the night sky, and the moon was there, and the hand held a glass jar. So I had to write about that, and I call it Catch the Universe. I hold my jar up to the sky, with its sunset, vermilion scattered clouds, trying to capture the universe, the beams of starlight floating in the air, and the globes of the planets out of my sight, and yet somehow their essence shines above, and I try so hard to squeeze it inside of my glass jar, but all I can see is the brilliance of the turquoise outer realm, too distant for me to attain, and realize I can never contain the enormity of the universe, but I can only hope that some of its splendor will seep into my soul as I gaze in wonder at the expanse above me. End poem.
I could really hear the inspiration in that one.
Yeah, it was like here is this photo with this glass jar up there. And I thought, wow, you know, I have to capture this. So I did. And sorry about my voice. I just don't know what's going on. But I think it's environmental. I'm not sure. But if it is environmental, I'll have to go to the doctor. But my daughter keeps saying, go to the doctor. But I'm not feeling sick, you know. It's like I think it's environmental.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. Anyway, thank you for the program, and I may not stay for the return engagement, but after dark.
Okay.
But
no problem.
I'll say goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
You as well. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. All right. Monsieur Jim. Let's see. Is he actually in the... Okay. Jim, give us a call.
I'm going to hit this.
Oh, no. He's there. Let's see if he's there.
I'm just going to try.
See if it works.
We'll see. Yeah, no. Okay. So
now,
Jim needs to give us a call.
Jim, please give us a call.
I'm going to hang up.
Now, by the way, the thing I was going to say with Barbara...
Yeah.
Before, when Barbara was calling in, is that we, JT and I were discussing the idea of trying to get it where we can kind of give everybody a step-by-step approach about how to be able to call in through Skype, which would eliminate a lot of this issue. We'll also have massively higher sound quality.
Yes.
So we're talking about recording something like that. It'll be in the next couple of weeks. But we'll put it up kind of separately on the site as well, and just kind of with written instructions, kind of how you can start to shift over if you'd like to. It would just greatly increase the quality of the call, so it would be sound better if you were sharing with other people. And two, it kind of gets rid of this problem as far as the calls kind of stacking up and then the sound not working.
Yeah,
we've been trying to figure out the other way. Turns out this is the best way. Oh, look, here's Jim. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Hey.
Hey, Jim. Welcome back.
Well.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So, Jim, I do have to throw this out. This was something I tried a few years ago. I'm going to say this really quickly so we're not disrupting the vibe. That there is a hilarious little social tactic when someone says something that's a little awkward, just sitting there, keeping eye contact and going, And just let it sit. Or the other one is laugh really hard but never break eye contact. That's another good one.
Oh, that would freak some people out.
It would.
I could try that.
That's a Tom Cruise trick, I guess. I guess he does that in person. Anyway, all right. What do you have for us?
Well, it's a new one I did on the 17th. Poetry like prom night sex. I get in, say what I need to say, then get out. End of poem.
Oh.
That was a patented JT slow clap you just got there, Jim. He only does that when I've said the most amazingly offensive of things. No. We enjoyed that, Jim.
Yes.
And that made us laugh. Really I remember good. That in the past. It made us laugh then and now as well.
Well, I've never done that one before.
Have you not? I thought he had.
No.
Oh, well, maybe.
This was a discussion we had on the show.
That's what it was. Yeah, and I probably said something like a prom dress were off or something.
Yes.
That was it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just said this on the 17th.
There you go. So that must be me remembering conversations that never happened. That's what happens
awesome.
Here, JT.
Maybe you're in the future and you don't know it.
Hey, you know what?
Sorry.
Awkward. Awkward Silences, the new radio show from Michael and JT. Special guest, Jim. All right. Hey, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, man. We love having you calling. Of course.
Yep.
It's our pleasure. Thanks. And that was Jim Kahn from Pennsylvania, land of enchantment. Now we're going to head to the UK for Titus. Sorry, I'm moving too fast, buddy.
It's okay.
You're
fine.
You are moving really fast, and I'm just going too fast. Hello, Titus. Welcome back.
I'm still awake.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. It's 5:15. It's not too bad.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, I've got a poem here.
Okay.
Novel one for a change. It's a judge overseeing what cannot be seen. And this is three creatures who've got immense acuteness to the dark, a bat, a cat, and a rat. And it's called Overseeing What Cannot Be Seen. This, said the judge, is about the hat. Exhibit 1. The hat, I confess it was, said the brat who wore it. Because whizzing past me by that ruddy bat from the rafters, stopped by the rat, escapes a warning. A wizard of yours could rectify from what height a cat was agile enough to have caught that, keeping secret the ownership clause, preventing any one of you who'd scat. The bat it saw, the cat chasing the rat. I don't think so, but are there any laws? Now it seems unlike you, a zealous cat. It must have found incentive, of course, said the judge. If what use does a bat overseeing what cannot be seen, that what I've discovered is to apply gauze? A clever bat, said the judge, the hat, it fits well intentioned, but guilty cause. End of poem. Yeah.
I like that, Titus. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Titus, appreciate it. That was enjoyable.
Come on, still on.
No, yeah, yeah. It was right after I told everybody how clear calling to Skype was. Now we're having little moments of interference for the first time in a really long time. So we didn't hear that very last sentence you'd said there.
Oh, a clever bat, said the judge. The hat, it fits well intentioned, but guilty cause.
Yes. Lovely. You know what, Titus, that was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll put it on Facebook so they can read it themselves.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you, sir. As always, thank you for staying up with us or getting up early.
Yes, sir.
And we will talk with you soon, okay? All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye. And that was Titus calling from the UK. I promise you that the thing doesn't interfere that much.
It really doesn't. And it's just because I said something. It's because you just happened to talk.
It just happened to be, this is the story of my life right now. All right. So, everybody, thank you so much for the call. We went through this very, very quickly because I knew this had the ability to drag on for quite a while, and it would have been a little much. So what we're going to do now is we're going to say goodnight. We're going to end World Poetry Open Mic proper. Then we're going to play a bit of intro music. When we come back from that, we will then be kicking off the one call-in segment for After Dark, which is our monthly kind of adult-themed show. But if you do not want to be around for that show, we're going to say goodnight now. So from myself, from JT, from Ursa the Studio Dog, and from Novia the Studio Cat, thank you for joining us. We love you. Keep writing. See you next week.